Die.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. Today's date is the 21st day of October, 2008. My name, of course, for the people who've been listening to me regularly, is Daryl Bradford Smith. I have been off air for about a week now with personal and health issues, and it's important that I come back on air and begin to revisit some of the subjects we've all been following in this world. I'm sure all of you are aware today of the things that are happening in our global financial markets. What you're probably not aware of, if you are an African or Pan-African listener, is that I predicted these events a year ago, more than a year now, 13 months ago, exactly as they're playing out. This is a crime being committed by world Zionism. They are bankrupting nations across the Western world, including South Africa and others, using the money that they are siphoning off from this bank fraud, this hedge fund derivative-driven nightmare that has been intentionally foisted upon us all. These bailouts coming from the public purse to bail out these banks are going directly into the coffers of Zionist bankers. And with that money, they will begin to buy assets across the world that are at discount prices right now. Companies like Ford Motor, like the Rand Corporation, like General Motors, like any manufacturer on this earth who has been supported by spending from the Western world, from clients and customers in the West who are no longer able to buy their products. So these companies are going at rock-bottom prices. Several years ago, ladies and gentlemen, there was a company in France that had been part of the public group of companies. It was half public-owned, half private-owned. A company called Alstom, A-L-S-T-O-M. Alstom is a company that builds the TGV, Le Train de Grande Vitesse, the train of fast train, the bullet train of France. It's world famous, ladies and gentlemen. The company was sold off in a privatization project inspired by the Zionists. The price given to the French government for it was at a minimal level, at around 14 or 15, and a lot of people invested in Alstom during this privatization process. The price immediately began to drop from 35 to 4 to 25 to 20 to 15. And then reports were across the Jewish-controlled press that this company was going to go bankrupt. I knew family members in the company. They were all afraid that they were going to lose their pensions, that they'd worked there 20 years, they were going to be laid off, they had no more job future. The company went from 20 to 15 to 10 euros per share, down from 10 to 5, crisis mode, down from 5 to 50 cents, low at 40 cents a share. At 40 cents a share, the Zionist Jewish bankers stepped in, including the Rothschild Fortune and others, and bought the entire company up. Now, of course, there are still private shares floating around, but the majority stockholders in that company, at 40 cents on the share, are the Jewish bankers and the Rothschild Fortune and their cronies. That company last year hit 140 euros in price from 40 cents. It was a scam, ladies and gentlemen, to erode the value of the company, to cause it to have terrible machinations and terrible financial problems intentionally inflicted. There were bailouts from the government. There were tax breaks given by the French public, so the taxpayer footed the bill when it was at 40 cents, and then the entire company went to these criminals. Same thing's going to happen to Ford. Same thing will happen to General Motors. Same thing will happen to companies that manufacture anything of importance to these criminals. You know, if you're listening from the African continent, most of your major mining companies are already in their hands, so it matters little to them what the price of those companies are, because they own the bauxite and the aluminium and the coal and the palladium and everything, and the even the uranium mines. Everything is owned by them. Everything. This is a power play to buy up whatever is not already in their hands, and it's working. And worse than that, they're getting the public purse to help them do it. Now, there are a lot of elements to this crisis that we could go into and how they did it and how it was engineered and the consequences of it all. And there are other elements to the geopolitical parts of it where America is going to fail. It is going to fail as a nation and become bankrupt. This is all intentional as well. They got rid of safeguards in the 90s that would have prohibited the kind of actions that are causing America to go bankrupt. We all know today that the war in Iraq is a fraud, so we know that the public purse has been supporting a fraudulent war to the tune of trillions. We know that the Controller General of the Pentagon, during his tenure in that position, had over $2.3 trillion disappear from their accounts. It mysteriously ended up in Jewish hands, ladies and gentlemen. We know that Mr. Putin up in Russia is playing a false game of adversary against these people, because when you look at Putin's actions and you look at the people around him, he is completely surrounded by Jewish interests. So much so, ladies and gentlemen, that the people he is visiting and having visit him in the Kremlin as the new president of that country are all Jews. And it's the same in Britain. We've got billionaire Jewish money going into the coffers of the Labour Party and the Conservatives. We've got Nathan the Rothschild as an intermediary between the press and his father's fortunes, saying in Britain that the Conservative Party is acting criminally and you should stick with Gordon Brown, who, by the way, if you check it, is connected to a pedophile ring in Scotland. The man that killed those children in Dunblane, if you take a look at that, the man that did the murders of these children in Dunblane has direct connections to Gordon Brown and his friends. And Lord Robertson, the head of NATO, was the MP from that region at the time, before he became the head of NATO. His gift for keeping Gordon Brown safe from the press was to be given a lordship and elevated to the head of NATO, where he could steal liberally from NATO members. These are all facts. You want to dig it up? It's all there for you. You can't believe the stuff that I know. So what are we going to do about it? So what are you going to do about it in South Africa? You think you got the story when you watch your television set at night, if you have one. My advice is to shut the television off, start telling your friends and neighbors about what's really going on. And if you don't have the Internet, which I dare say many people in Africa are sorely lacking in that regard, I have no emails coming in from you folks, although I see numbers on my statistics from you, but I don't see any information coming my direction from you. I'm very surprised at that. Nor do I see any help financially. I don't make any money at this. Nothing. I struggle every month to live. And these people they're stealing hundreds of billions of dollars, and I don't have two nickels to rub together. I got people helping me, the same people all the time, giving me a hand every month to pay my phone bill, take care of a couple of pressing needs that are happening in this presentation I do. And thank you for that. Without you, I would be off the air. In fact, I've often thought about, you know, maybe making my website a pay site, because nobody wants to help me out. Maybe they need to be paying for it like they do at everybody else's. But then I thought to myself, that's not what I'm in this for. So I have to soldier on, you know. 5 years ago when I started this fight, I had some money in the bank. I don't have any money in the bank anymore. It's all gone. I got a car that needs repair. I got stuff around my house that I can't fix. But I don't have any money in the bank. And I have my pride that I have done the best job I can possibly do at reporting these facts to you and stay out of harm's way long enough to get you to hear it. I often wonder when it's going to be that you're going to recruit people to this message. You people in America, you people in Europe, you people in the Middle East, you people in Pan Africa and in South Africa. I'm being heard in 152 countries. Where are the numbers? Where's the support? You see, there are a lot of talking heads out there, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to understand that they are there to deceive you, to push you away from the culprits. They're very well paid. They're very slick. They've got a great message. But one thing they're lacking, they don't have the facts. And see, the reason it's very difficult to slander my work is because the facts speak for themselves. So oftentimes, instead of going after the facts, they go after me because I'm an easy target. You know, I'm not a lily-white fella here. I can be picked apart for a lot of reasons, but my work can't be. You know, you can defame me. You can say that I have not lived up to every honorable ideal that I espouse you should, because, let's face it, I'm a human being and I have foibles. But my research and the books and the information and the things I share with you, you can check it all. It's verifiable, all of it. That 7 out of 10 billionaires in the world are all from the Jewish community. And when they get done, it'll be 10 out of 10. Trust me. Any billionaire out there who's not Jewish will be losing his billions as quick as you can blink an eye. We've got all kinds of problems cropping up, ladies and gentlemen, from every corner of our globe right now. We have a fraudulent election being staged in the United States. You Africans out there who think Obama's going to save anything, the man works for the Zionist Jewish criminals. And anybody who thinks he doesn't is a fool. Let me repeat that. If you think Obama's not going to be a crook, you are a fool. Don't be a fool. And don't be fooled. Pay attention to what goes on. Pay attention to what people say, who they work with. He works with a man named Zbigniew Brzezinski, one of the most virulent and crazed Zionists on our planet, who is trying to set up false dynamics in the world as we speak, trying to start angry fights against the Pakistan public, against Putin's Russia. You see, there's money in war. There's control of the public when you can stage a conflict, when you can blame terrorism for things. Oh, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, we have terrorism. We have to take away your guns. We have to remove your right to privacy. We have to safeguard our society, because if we give you freedom, the terrorists might hurt us. It's a fraud. Open your eyes. The terrorism is real. The culprits and the perpetrators are not who you think. You in the Muslim community and the family of Islam who are listening to me tonight know full well that that is a fraud, and that Islam is not behind these crimes of terrorism, except for the people from the Arab community or from the Persian community that they can purchase. And they do. They purchase their stooges, their criminals. They get them to do terrible things. But the people ordering these attacks are not from the family of Islam, or they're not Muslims. They're Jews, ladies and gentlemen, and they're Zionists. And, of course, they don't want me in South Africa telling these facts. They've got people threatening me. They've got people threatening to take me off the air. I've got my life threatened. I've been threatened in Paris. I get threatened on the emails. You have no idea what this game's like. Terrible. But the truth is the truth. And if we let what goes on in America and Europe and the rest of this world continually deceive us, we are never going to throw off the yoke of these criminals. They are going to be hanging around our necks from now until the last days we breathe. This requires people's effort. It requires people to say, look, we know these facts that Daryl Bradford Smith is sharing with me are real. We know that if enough people hear them, we can do something. And yet, people will sit after this broadcast and do nothing. They don't send any help financially for me to continue the broadcast. They don't send any effort out into emails. Now, that's not everybody. Of course, you know, I have 8, 7, 8, 10,000 people listening. And you might think that, I mean, on my website, and sometimes higher. It's been as high as 20,000. It's been higher than that, 25,000. But 25,000, what is that in a world of 2.4 billion? Why aren't we on every radio station in Islam? Why are we not in every truth seeker's thoughts and efforts? You know, this Paulson guy, the people that you have to watch here, Goldman Sachs, ladies and gentlemen, is an arm of the Rothschild fortune. Paulson came from Goldman Sachs as its chief executive. He's a treasury. The man Bernanke came from that same company. Now, the people running the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury were people who worked for Goldman Sachs. So is it a surprise to you that when that bailout came, $810 billion, that Goldman Sachs got $350 billion of it? What do you think that's for? It's to buy Ford Motor Company at fire sale prices for them. Or buy Renault. Or Peugeot. Or Volkswagen. It's for them to buy any asset that they don't already own in your country, South Africa. Or in Mexico. Or in Japan. Or any other place that is feeling this pinch that they are creating, this implosion financially that they're creating. When your company has no customers and you have bills to pay, your stock price will drop and they will come walking in as the white knight with all their money and they will walk away with your company for nothing. And if you don't think that's going on and you don't think it's going to ratchet up, you're crazy. And they're going to do it in a fog and in a smoky air of terrorism and starvation and homelessness. Homelessness in 1 year in America is up 35%. 1 year. By next year, it's going to double again from where it is today. And if you think homelessness will not begin to spread across your nation, you are sadly mistaken. You people in the Cape Town suburbs and in Johannesburg and in Pretoria, you think that your electricity is going to stay on? Get a grip. You think they're going to take care of you when there's lines outside of a bank to get your money out and the bank says, sorry, we don't have your money. It's going to get serious. I've told you about it. I've been right about all my... Here's the one thing you can do if you do have the internet. Aside from sending me an email and telling me you actually are listening out there, go to the archives of Mohammed Rafiq and myself or any other financial one that I did, and they're in the title on my website. Go to the archives. I've got over 850 hours of shows that I've done. Go to the archive and listen from 1 year ago when Mohammed Rafiq and I were talking about this. Go listen in November and December and January of this past year. And then you tell me if I didn't get it right, and then tell me again if I'm not nailing it now. You know, everybody told me I'm crazy when I said Putin is in league with these criminals. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. You haven't got a clue. You don't know anything. You can't. What are you talking about? He's the enemy. He's the guy that America wants to fight with. I said, you guys are so blind. People are so easily misled, so easily deceived. It is a shocker to me to watch it. Oh, boy. You know, and I got to say, I don't like being facing these terrible events all the time. I spend my time studying this. You know, these are not pleasant subjects. Thank goodness for a caring wife and family that I have to help me through the stress of having to do this work. Otherwise, I would just burst into flames. I would just implode. I wouldn't be able to handle it. The stress would destroy me. But what I'd like to do this evening, I want to talk about this crisis, because the crisis is real. They made it. Whether or not it's happening because of natural conditions or not, and I know it's not, it's happening intentionally, whether or not you believe that or not is immaterial to the fact that it's here, that it's building every day and going to get considerably worse, and as the time mounts and as the time passes, your budgets are going to become more and more stretched, more and more difficult to make ends meet, more and more difficult for you to feed yourselves. And the simple fact of the matter is, as these things approach in your lives and you know it's coming, if you did not act now, the actions you take then will be too late. Not probably. They will be too late. I listen to other presenters on CII and on other networks, and you know, they dilly dally around these subjects. They know a little bit about what's going on. They can say the word Zionist and Zionism, but they don't really understand what criminal Judaism is about. They don't understand the network and the stranglehold and the corporateness of it. They don't understand the international nature of it. What instead they tell you is, oh yes, it's a terrible scourge, we've got to erase it, okay, next caller, what do we go on to? Or they give you a little snippet of some crime they committed, but they don't give you an overall picture, nor do they give you any hope of defeating it. My prescription for their defeat is this, and it's simple, and I'm telling this to Western Europe, to America, and to the African continent, South America, Asia, wherever you are on this globe listening to me. Find all the Jews involved in every organization that has anything to do with Zionism, anything to do with the JDL, the JDO, the Jewish Congress. If there's a Jewish name on there, find out their name, address, telephone number, their job location, where they live, what they do for work, and when everything starts going south, you go take care of business. Otherwise, ladies and gentlemen, you have no prayer of surviving the next round. You're going to be permanently enslaved. Which brings me to the fact, interesting, this should be very interesting to the Africans out there, the slave trade to America throughout the 16th century, 17th century, 18th century was wholly and completely controlled by Jews. Look up the name on the internet of Aaron Lopez, a Spanish Marrano Jew, and his group. There were other Jewish members of his team and his group. He was the biggest slave trader for almost a three-quarters of a century and passed the same work on to his family. But there were other members of his clique that were working before that out of not only out of Newport, Rhode Island, but out of Charleston, South Carolina. Charleston, South Carolina, and Boston, Massachusetts. Simple fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, that the slave trade where tens of millions of people perished from the African continent was Jewish-controlled, just as the white slave trade today is. White slavery today, child pornography rings are still controlled by the same people. You remember that this guy, Mark Dutroux, this man that was keeping little girls in his basement, Jewish, supplying little children to other Zionist criminals for their pleasure, or supplying them to politicians for blackmail, Gordon Brown. How about people at the highest level of the Belgian government being supplied through these networks? Go back into the Balkans when the war happened in the early 90s and find out about women being kidnapped from villages and towns throughout Serbia and the old Yugoslavia and sent into forced prostitution, and their children through networks controlled by Zionists. Go into South America and find out that behind all the drug production of cocaine in all of South America you find Jewish families running the entire business. These are facts. Check them. Do your research. Do your due diligence. Listen to this stuff. I've got news for you, ladies and gentlemen. The stuff is out there for you to prove, and I've got 90% of the stuff is sitting on my front page of my website. The rest of it has been readily available through so many sources. It's unbelievable. And yet, we can't get traction beyond the 20, 30,000 range. Why can't we have 300,000, 3 million, 300 million people fighting this fight beside me? I wonder. And why is it that a family called Brothman can completely control an entire stock market in Canada and have gold mining companies when gold is sitting at $700, $800, $900 U.S. an ounce? They can have gold valued in these companies at $25 and $30 through corruption. He's so powerful with his friends, they control an entire stock market. They don't only control that. They control Wall Street. They control London, the one square mile, Frankfurt, Johannesburg, Kinshasa, all of it, Mumbai, doesn't matter, Bombay, doesn't matter, wherever you want to go on this planet, they've got it. Yep. Yeah.